Summer is right around the corner, and you know what that means. Cooking out, diving in, and soaking up a whole lot of sunshine. The Home Depot has everything you need to start your summer right. Upgrade your cookout game with Traeger grills and smokers. Then gather around a new Hampton Bay patio set with family and friends. It feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot, with savings on summer fun. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and I got to say this. This coming Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we start out in the morning at 8:30 now instead of 9 o'clock at 8:30 with praise and worship, and then we go into an in-depth Bible study, and then we have, and that lasts for about 10 o'clock, and then here we have a fellowship time, and then the morning service starts at about 11:15, and this week, we have in between services, we have a class that we teach. In fact, there's two classes going on. One is current events, the Bible and current events, the Bible, and so we're going to be looking at two things this week. Witchcraft is on the rise. It's really on the rise. And there's an in-depth study on that. Boy, it's really, he did a great job showing you. The other is 2,000 mules. We're going to be showing that 2,000 mules. What we've been telling you about the documentation now. Fox News is too embarrassed. They're too embarrassed now to even promote 2,000 mules because they let those people, and we told you, they let them lie. Brett Baer, he lied about when he said there was no evidence. Neil Cabuto lied. Chris Wallace lied. Sandra Smith lied. They knew that, and you could tell by the look on their face and their eyes when they were saying that they were lying. And so Fox News now should be ashamed of themselves. They really should be ashamed for not promoting 2,000 mules. All the evidence is right there. But you know what? Who else? The Republicans. You're not hearing any of the rhinos out there, the Republican Party. Right now you have Republicans, Democrats, and conservatives. We're a party just about by ourselves now. And so we're going to be showing that, the one on witchcraft at 4, and then the 2,000 mules at 5, and then the evening service starts at 6. So we have a pretty full day all day on Sunday there at Doers of the Word Baptist Church.
Yep.
So, all right.
One thing about the...
Can I tell you about the four-horn rhino in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're talking about censorship here, basically. So John McTernan was part of this when we were trying to restore the nursing home residents' rights. We visited a newly elected senator who his aides had promised that he would be very interested in helping them out. Long story short, we brought him all the evidence that their rights were being violated. And you know what Senator John DeSanto did? He was appointed the chairman of the aging committee in the Senate, and so he held a hearing and he covered up what was being done to these people, never brought out any evidence about it. Not only that, Pastor Ernie, there is a federal court decision that states that elected officials cannot block people from commenting. Now, you can't go in there and make threats and curse and carry on all that, but you can dissent and make comments on their official media pages. So what did Senator Rhino DeSanto do? He blocked all of us, Pastor Ernie, from making any comments. And as far as I know, to this day, he is still blocking his I'm a constituent of his. We are not allowed to make any comments about, trying to restore the elderly's rights in Pennsylvania and what he did to thwart that. So there you go, Mr. Rhino, Mr. DeSanto, people, please, I think he's been districted out of his office, hopefully, but please do not vote for this man. He is bad, bad news.
All right. Here in Ohio, we just had our primary, and I got to tell you here, They're not even they're right out in the open now. The Democrats are
they're not even primaries
right,
anymore.
They're not even prime. They're telling you they're posting it saying, telling the Democrats to register as Republican, get a Republican ballot. We're running our people as Republicans. That's their easy way in, and because the vast majority of people out there to vote, they don't know. They'll go in and they'll see a name and they'll vote for the name and. And this is why we keep warning people, and now they did that here in Ohio, and they're going to be doing that all over the country.
We only had 30% turnout, too, in Geauga County.
Yeah.
30%.
You only had a 30, you know, if that's true. See, the problem of it is we can't trust anything anymore.
Okay? Yeah.
But the numbers we got were, in our county, there were approximately 13,000 registered Republicans in 6,000 registered Democrats, you know, it's a little more than that. But what happened was that when it came down, we had about 130% Republican voter turnout. You know, when it you know, here you had 16,000 Republican ballots, you know, vote, and only 3,000 Democrats. So only half of those that were registered Democrats voted as Democrats, and they voted as Republicans.
Yeah.
And so that's what they're doing, folks, out there. They're running their people. Now, they're not going to be able to do that, I don't think, in the primary or in
in the general?
Yeah, because they've already done it, the ones that have got elected. We had hardly no conservatives got elected out in the county, not any conservatives. Now, you have rhinos, but no conservatives, okay? And so you're going to figure... there was something very shady about the whole thing. I mean, really shady. So now it's those that even have, like, named the Republican Party chair, this and that, they're not, you know, they're involved with the election fraud like everybody else nowadays. So that's the way it is. We're living in the evil day. Do we see all the signs there, fellas, of the Lord's soon return?
Pastor Ernie, it's like neon lights at night shining. Christ return, Christ return, Christ. It's all converging. All the prophecies and the like the dynamics to bring Christ in. The end time prophecy, it's all there flashing now like bright lights.
Yep, it's all coming down where it's exactly what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in Romans 1 and where they punish good and they reward evil.
Yep.
And I wanted to say this because this has been ignored. Nobody's been talking about it, but Hunter Biden's laptop emails reveal that Joe Obama, his dad, backed $120 million in a global oil plot. That's right. Hunter Biden's laptop emails reveal that... Joe Obama's son backed a $120 million global oil plot. And you see what he did again today, or was it yesterday? He moved to shut down the Alaskan pipeline. He wants to cut off more and more of our energy supplies. Yeah. Folks, and you know, they keep telling you out there, those that are trying to justify, well, he just doesn't know what he's doing. No, he's doing exactly what he's told. Is told to reduce America to third world status, and somehow you got to find a way not to have a November election. And why do you guys think, tell me why you think he's bringing all of these young guys that are of fighting age, military age, into the country, busting them in late at night to certain cities and that? Why do you think?
Just create chaos.
I want you to bring you back to when Obama was campaigning for his first presidency, he talked about an internal force that will be as powerful as the U.S. military. Do you remember that, Pastor Ernie?
I sure do.
Well, there you go. There are his troops. And I think at the right time, they might, they're probably, I wouldn't be surprised if they're being trained.
Oh, yeah, by Antifa, burn, loot, and murder.
Yeah, they'll transfer
a lot of the military, the military hardware, they'll transfer it to these people to be used against the American people.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he can trust the average American soldier. You know, Milley he can, and the others, but I don't think that they can trust the average American. So they'll use these, and I don't know if you call them mercenaries, whatever you call them. But yeah, what a perfect setup for them.
Well, they're
these are evil geniuses, Pastor.
Right, they're sleeper cells, and. More and more, I think of us are you know. I mean, we've known all along what they're doing. And we try to tell the people out there, but unfortunately, in most of these pulpits, just like recently, we had a number of new people coming to our church because they they were attending one of those mega churches where when the pastor got in the pulpit and told them not to get involved in politics. And so they left there because they could see what's happening. And we know that these prissy preachers are going to tell them not to resist, don't fight back. But God's word, the Bible, tells us we are to resist tyranny up into blood, up into death. And the Lord Jesus, when he told the apostles, how many swords do we have?
Yeah, Luke 22.
The purpose was to defend one another. And Nehemiah, the families, and they wanted to destroy our families. They really hate the family. The families stood together on the wall. Excuse me. The families stood together on the wall and defended each part. And so we need to probably preach a message on that.
Some of the nice or positives is you can see a lot of the younger parents going to the school board meetings. We never really did that over the years. You can see, like Pastor mentioned, people are starting to come to church, different churches, because they can sense what they hear every Sunday doesn't reflect reality. And these are some of the positives. You see a lot of people actually waking up and doing something. So these are good things.
Absolutely.
We haven't seen really in decades.
Well, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, there's something I want to get out before the show's over. In fact, I didn't mention this to you, but it's Kissinger. Henry Kissinger was interviewed, yesterday, May 12th. And, of course, he's one of the architects of the New World Order, going back into 1973. Him and that guy, yep. Zabrinsky. You remember Zabrinsky?
Yep.
And there was others in there. Well, anyways, he gives this speech, and he's talking about the war there in the Ukraine with Russia. So I'm reading down, and I sure enough, now listen to this. I'm going to quote this here. He says, hang on, Pastor Ernie. He talked about, we're heading into, no matter what happens, this is the New World Order, is what he said.
Yeah, I know, but you see.
Well, go ahead, you talk a little, and I want to get this.
Well, again, the Bible is, God's word, the Bible.
Okay, here it is. I have it. This is what Kissinger said. He's 98 years old. The geopolitical situation globally will undergo significant changes after the Ukraine war is over, Kissinger said. It's obvious to anyone who has been paying attention that a new world order is indeed being carved out. This is what's happening. This was happening long before Russia invaded Ukraine and will continue after the war ends. There you go. He just said that. This is the New World Order.
Well, we've known that, but here you're seeing now what they're doing. Let's just call them Babylon. The Bible refers to them as Babylon. We're seeing Finland now and Sweden have decided that they're going to join the United Nations. Okay, they're intimidated. They're into doing this.
NATO.
Or not the United Nations. It's NATO, right? Okay. And so here, again, this is all going to be one part of the world order. This is one of the reasons this stuff, this whole thing in Ukraine went down in Ukraine. Even the Pope now, I don't pay much attention to what he has to say, but even now he has come out and said it, that this was caused by
NATO.
Yeah. That this whole thing was being brought about, so which we've known this here. Nothing is the way it seems, and nothing is the way it seems.
Pastor Ernie, what Kissinger said, that the New World Order was going on long before this war.
Yep.
He didn't say that the New World Order is coming together because of this war. He said that it was going on long before this.
Oh, yeah, we've known that, but we're seeing now that there is coming to a head. Look, Klaus Schwab has come out recently and said we're getting close to the time when you're not gonna own anything.
And
you
be
won't
thankful
own the
for
thing,
it.
And you're gonna be glad you don't own now. What is what
the Ernie?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. You don't own anything. I don't own anything. John doesn't know anything, and the other brother there with you, and all the listeners don't own anything. Well, who owns it then?
Government or the UN. Eventually,
yeah,
Babylon.
The New World Order.
Yeah.
Babylon.
The New World Order owns it. Yes, someone owns it, and it's them. They want everything, every ounce of wealth in the world they want, every ounce of power in the world they want. So they're saying, you're not going to own anything, and you're going to be very happy about it.
Well,
oh my goodness,
your allocation.
Yeah, what they're trying to tell you is this: those of you that are left. Because they're planning on depopulating this planet. We've told it. That's what this whole thing about the so-called vaccination. That's what it's all about. It's all about depopulation. They're not telling you about how many people have been killed and dying. And still, the fake news media is still covering all that up. And yet, here I've got this article right here. Dr. Ryan Cole: cancers increasing like wildfire following COVID-19 vaccinations. So people are getting increasing cancer. It's moving like wildfire after they get the poisonous poke. Here, new study.
Ernie, they're trying to normalize young kids starting at, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years old on up, that never, very, very seldom will they ever have heart infections and things like that, at their heart damage at these age. Now, the kids are like, they're in high school, they're playing ball and they're running, they're falling
they're
over.
They're dropping down, yeah.
And they can't breathe. Many of them now can't ever play again because of the damage to their heart. And they're trying to normalize it and say that what was extremely rare prior to 2019, all of a sudden now it's normal for a 21-year-old track star or soccer player to fall over and keel dead playing on the field. That's normal.
Let me read you this article.
Everything they do is lies.
I know that. I mean, it's about death. They're about death. Here, a new study. Confidential Pfizer docs prove COVID vaccine shedding has been and still is occurring with dangerous consequences. It goes on, a new study conducted by scientists at the University of Colorado confirms the vast majority of humanity have absolutely no choice in the matter of whether or not they wish to get the COVID-19 injection or not, because the vaccinated have been transmitting antibodies generated by the injections through aerosols, in other words, their breath. The findings should, however, come as no surprise, because a confidential Pfizer document had already confirmed exposure to the mRNA injections was perfectly possible by skin-to-skin contact and breathing the same air as someone who had been given the COVID-19 jab. They also, unfortunately, add weight to the claims by Dr. Philip von Wilbergen, who demonstrated the graphene and alleged the undisclosed ingredient of the COVID-19 injections as being transmitted from the vaccinated to the non-vaccinated and destroying red blood cells and causing dangerous blood clots. You're sure not going to hear any of that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, are you?
No, no, Pastor. This is all criminal. This is people maybe tuning in for the first time and never heard this. It's like it's almost too much to believe. But when you look at these cures for COVID-19 suppressed, how many times Fauci, he said, you don't need the mask, you need the mask, you don't need the mask, you need two masks. The masks don't work. It's evidence, it is scientific evidence, the masks don't stop viruses. And they still go with it, Pastor Ernie. All the people that had these shots and came down, they died. Right now, there's a government keeps a record of reports of people who have died from inoculation. And I'm turning to it right now, and I can tell you up to date how many people have died since the COVID shot started. And the number is through April 29th, the number is 27,758. How many people know that, Pastor Ernie? All the vaccines since they started to keep records in 1990, all the other vaccines from the beginning in 1990 to April 29th, 9,648 people died. Since the people were given COVID shots, 27,758 have died.
I'm looking at the government
records, and they attack it. No one ever attacked the government record keeping on vaccines until COVID came, and they're saying it's not accurate. These records ignore it. They say, that's all made up. It's not made up. No one challenged these records until COVID came. No one. It was never challenged.
Well, here again, if that, they goes like CCD, they go off the CDC, they go off the VAERS report, and they only do anywhere between
That's what I just gave you. CDC records coming from the VAERS report, the latest update is, according to April 29th, 27,758 people died directly associated with taking that death shot, Pastor.
Well, they've admitted that they've never given more than 10% of the actual number. So when
that's the case, there could be like over a million that have died from it.
Yeah, it could be.
Over, 200 and whatever the number would be, 300,000 have died from it.
And Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
I have personal knowledge of people that I know that have got and are getting blood clots. And the FDA, this was, about a week or so ago, FDA limits use of J&J COVID vaccine over blood clot concerns.
Yep.
So it's a choice of last, if you can't get anything else, well, you go ahead and take this, but you may get a blood clot and maybe die.
And then they just say,
oops. I have personal knowledge of, and I don't know if they got the J&J, but people getting blood clots, so, yeah.
Yeah, and they basically are going to say, oops, sorry.
I think
it's not a vaccine. That's a misnomer. It's not a vaccine. That's a lie. It's an experiment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they, again, the media will back this up. But now the main thing is that this is just the beginning. I mean, people are going to start. They say that you're going to have the most amount between 5 and 7 years after they've gotten that. So we're going to see a lot of them dropping. And this is all a part, which we've been talking about, the depopulation process over the years. And I know a lot of people that have gotten that poisonous poke. And here's the funny thing. They've been told that we, the ones that haven't taken it, are spreading it now. What was it? I just read it. I couldn't believe it. It was NBC that came out and admitted that more people are dying who have COVID. The vast majority of people that have died are the ones that have gotten the vax.
Israel is a textbook example.
Yeah.
They're the most vaccinated people on the planet, and they have the highest death rates.
Yeah. And not only that, but they got the highest rate of myocarditis.
Yeah, deep. Heart.
Yeah, those... did you see that a full 30% of the airline pilots that took the shot have suffered from myocarditis or another? Okay.
I was just going to mention that, Pastor Ernie. About a week ago, a commercial pilot just landed the plane. He just landed the plane, and he started to, I think, talk incoherently, slumped over dead. And they were directly associating that. Now, of course, they're all trying to fight it, but they're making the association. He was forced to take the death shot.
Yeah.
And he just landed the plane. I mean, not like 2 minutes, and boom, he was dead.
Well,
it was a heart attack.
That makes me think twice about flying, right? I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to open the phone lines, take some calls. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. So if you have a question or a comment, go ahead and give us a call. We'll take a couple of them here. This is a really, really strange and, well, bizarre. Witness the girl maiming Scar Colt being pushed by the Biden and leftists who encourage young girls to have their breasts sliced off with medical scalps. That's right, and I'm just looking at a picture here. Girls as young as 13 are increasingly opting to slice off their breasts as part of the LGBT push to turn more American children into transgenders. And the Biden regime is largely to blame for this horrific trend. Thanks to years of grooming at government-run public schools, American kids today have less concern about enjoying their innocence, more focused on cutting off their genitals and taking gender-bending pharmaceuticals in order to join the ranks of the rainbow cult. On their own, innocent children would have never dreamed up perversions like this. Evil adults, many of them demon-possessed, are the ones responsible for turning the United States into Sodom and Gomorrah, and their demonic work has only just begun. Here, they're showing a video of these young girls who have had their breasts removed. Unbelievable.
Horrible.
Yeah, well, again, we are in... You know, we knew that this stuff was coming years ago, but I mean, I never would have thought that I would have heard that the girls are having their breasts removed. I mean, things like these that are happening, we knew that there would be, the Bible says, you know, and it lists all these things there in 2 Timothy 3, but you never really thought it would come to this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, let me just read some of the headlines that I have on my blog. I blog daily. In fact, you can go to my website, usaprophecy.com, and you can pick the blog up there. Leftist teachers ditch teaching to indoctrinate kids about sex against parents' will. Now, they're leaving because they can't molest children's minds, Pastor Ernie. It tells you what they're doing there.
Yeah.
So I think this is great news. I think it's great news that in the midst of all the perversion being aimed at the children, that this is great news that they're, because they can't molest them, they're leaving now. Get them out. Get them all out. Child Protective Services promotes drag queen story time, drag show for Kitty Corner. To promote diversity, schools remove the word women from clinic names. Now this is a good plus here in Texas. State court allows investigations of parents providing trans treatment for children.
Texas views it as child abuse, and the courts are upholding it. Then we go to how this is an interesting how the schools got queered. That's quite an article. How about this one? San Diego County passes ordinance to change definition of a woman. That's how far we're going in this.
That's pure criminal insanity. It's criminal insanity. Hang tight, fellas. We'll be back after this.
Now, have you seen them flying saucers or some of them black helicopters flying down low and over my backyard recently? See them foreign troops in ninja suits leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me. Heard they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense a hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your BVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense a hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Direct our mail and all our incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just 'cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. It's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
All right, there you go. Very good. That conspiracy was when Lucifer, who might have been the first Democrat, decided that he was going to overthrow that the elect God. He was going to overthrow God and take his throne, right?
Yep.
It didn't work out well for him, did it?
Not at all, but he's really doing well today, but he loses in the end.
Well, he knows what his end's going to be. Yep. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff's in the air.
Yeah, hi. It looks like Pfizer and Moderna will take out the whole airline industry. So it's not just, the individuals, but they're taking out whole industries.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you guys, I was looking at the David Psalms. Psalm 58, I could relate possibly to Fauci about poisoning people and being like a snake that doesn't charm. And then also Psalm 56, I think it's about verses 5 to 7, it talks about, David says, let death seize them. And then he's saying something about hell. So he's identifying people as hellish while it's still alive. Just want to get your quick take on that.
Psalm 56 says that verses 5 and 6, you said,
yeah,
every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps. And when they wait for my soul. Well, that's
and
exactly.
And then the next verse, 7, yeah.
Shall they escape if my iniquity and thine anger cast down the people, O God? Well, God says he hates all of those that commit iniquity. And so, no, they're not going to escape it, not any of it at all. You know how it's going to end. God's word, the Bible, has been 100% perfectly accurate up to now. So we understand this because, you know, we're given the mind of Christ, but the world out there, they don't even bother to read the Word of God. And those that have turned Antichrist, those that have decided to follow Satan, they're in the apostate church, and they've decided that they're going to go with Satan, cast their lot with him, and it's a lose-lose situation, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what do you think of America? Like, who's that English guy that has that radio show? I know his name. You know him from, he was in the Trump administration. He said, American companies would never do this.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. And I was talking with him, too, with the National Broadcasters thing a couple of years ago. Listen, we got to move on. The whole line is lit, but listen,
yeah, okay.
Thanks. Okay, we have AC next. AC, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor.
Hey, AC.
I was listening to your program about this time last week, and you were talking with your co-host about the pre-tribulation rapture versus post-tribulation rapture, and God showed me something really interesting. If you go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, I'm not going to read the whole verse, but just the part that I found interesting. It says, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape. Well, only the pre-tribulation rapture fits this verse, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but that's
rapture.
Yeah, that's one of many verses in Scripture where he tells you the church will not go through the time of testing, the tribulation period. And so there's a number of verses in there. See, here, there's no reason for the church to go through the tribulation. The purpose of the tribulation is to purify the nation of Israel for her purification.
Yes.
And to punish those that have rejected God. That's the purpose of it, okay? And so it's not the church has no reason for the church to go through there at all. But anyhow, very good.
Yes, Ernie, that's a good analogy, but this has a broader application, as you pointed out. So.
Yeah. So, all righty, well, listen. Go ahead, AC. We got
any escape?
No, I know. And again, like I said, there would be no reason at all for the church to go through the tribulation period. And besides that, you know, if you take a look at that, after Revelation chapter 4, where John is taken up, that's a type of the church being taken out. You don't hear about the church again until you go to 19, where the church is coming back. And so in order to come back to a place, you first have to leave that place. So if they have already left the earth, that means they were taken up in the rapture. And then you don't hear about them until the 19th when they're coming back. All right, very good.
Find the word church.
Yep. I gotta move on because the whole board's lit and we're running out of time. Look, okay, George, you're in the air.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
I contacted Sheriff Richard Mack before, but do you have a main number for the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association?
No. All I've got is I got Sheriff Mack's number, but that's you already contacted him.
Okay, could you give me that number again?
Okay. Hold on a minute. I'll try to find it. This is not normally where I do this. Normally, don't do it on the air live. Let's see. Let me go under. Got to see whether would he be under sheriff or would he be under Mac? I'm looking here. Probably sheriff. Yes. So I got to go under S's and see if really quickly we can find that number. He is quite a fellow, Sheriff Mack, and he had me speaking.
Absolutely.
He had me speaking to 250 county sheriffs, and they wanted to know what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about how they're to do their job.
When can that be repeated? Are you doing more of those?
I have to get invited. I can't invite myself. I will. If he asks me to come down, I'll be glad to do that. And so,
well, anyway, so maybe I'll just contact the CSPOA. But I did want to say this. An idea occurred to me that there are some militias that have formed in the United States of America in the 20th century, such as the Michigan Militia. They had at least 600 men several years ago. And, of course, they were under attack by some congressional lackeys, you know, answering to their oligarchical masters. But the thing is that the idea is the free people's militias of the United States of America, just like our founders thought of the militia, the Minutemen. Each state, only in this case, each state, each county, each city, each community has their garrison of Minutemen and Militiamen, and the idea is to get them deputized by the county sheriffs, and that gives them some legal legitimacy and weight.
Yeah. Well, he
so that
see
the phony FBI cannot arrest them, or the U.S. Marshals, or whoever the corrupt communist.
Well, here's the thing, George. The county sheriffs, in most cases, can only do that if it's an actual case of emergency. Once it's to be declared, they can do that. We've discussed this many times with the county sheriffs, okay?
Yeah.
They can't just go out and deputize. Like the state of Ohio.
Sheriff Mack for 15 minutes, and he explained it to me.
Okay.
But the thing is that right here in Portland, Oregon, our sheriff is... He says that I said on your program a few days ago that they're being overwhelmed with crime, and this is the idea. I see that they're overwhelming the police system with crime so that they can't handle it. They don't have the manpower, the sheriff said.
All righty, here, let me just tell you, George, what the county sheriffs are saying is they're telling people, get yourself a firearm, protect yourself. That's what they're telling people.
Absolutely.
We have two sheriffs that I know of out here, and that's exactly what they're telling people. Get yourself a firearm.
That's a great idea.
because they're planning on again causing this. There's sleeper cells being put together. They want to declare martial law because they want to stop
the
I got to move on though because we're running out of time. Okay, let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yeah, I heard you talking about Kissinger and he's sort of an evil clone of Brzezinski. And Brzezinski is one of these evil types controlled by the Rockefeller, like Kissinger was, who actually created Al-Qaeda. Their first alias was Mujahideen. And he has bragged about the fact that spent billions of dollars, just like we're spending millions, billions of dollars right now to support Nazis in Ukraine. And he admitted in 2000 in a French magazine, bragged about that he created Al-Qaeda and all of its aliases from Al-Qaeda to Daesh to al-Nusra and the rest to attack countries that disobeyed the military-industrial complex in the United States. And I think that's exactly what's happening right now. We got a situation where the media is covering up the fact that we're supporting Nazis with billions of dollars, arming them to attack Russia in the same way that the original Nazis attacked Russia and killed 28 million Russians. And Russia is not going to tolerate that. The only alternative will be pushing the and goading the Russians to finally strike back, and that will lead to World War III. We need the information that is being completely censored in this country. Sources like the Gray Zone are quickly being censored and all the rhythm down of visibility. But check out the Gray Zone and Global Research, because these are really evil plots that are going to lead to World War III. And the United Nations had a resolution the other day condemning Nazism. And the only two countries in the entire world who voted against that resolution was the United States and Ukraine.
All right. You know what, Jack? Thanks. Thanks for that. But I'm running out of time. We got time for one fast last call. Go ahead. And this is the last one. John in Minnesota, you're in the air.
Hey, you guys. I just wanted to tell you a story about going to the abortion center today at Planned Parenthood. We're getting a lot of support, even in Minnesota, which is very liberal. And one of the local police officers went by and hit his fog horn really loud and gave us a thumbs up, which probably not supposed to be doing for him, but it was great. And then a woman walked by with her husband and a child, 7 months old, and she was telling us that there were about seven of us there, and she was telling us that she was breastfeeding and that she's pro-life breastfeeding, and that was just really neat to hear, you know. And then she said she's saving a lot of her milk for her friends who can't get formula. They can't buy formula because they can't find in the stores.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on?
Yep. But you know, there are Holman, give that website out where people can go and find out how to make baby food.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. It's called Perry County Real News, Perry County, County, Real News, and I have it pinned to the top of the Facebook page. Gives a history of breastfeeding and how women can make. It'd be a last resort, but how they can make food for their baby. So it's real important.
Thanks. All right, thank you.
You guys have a blessed weekend.
You too, John. All right, which one of you guys gave the invitation last week? John and John?
I think I don't remember.
Okay. Which one of you? You don't remember?
John, go ahead, because I think.
Okay. Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I just wanted to quickly mention the brochures that I have that are really winning souls all over the world, and they're taking fire here. Take hold in America. You can, if you want real soul-winning brochures, you can email me at mct911@aol.com, mct911@aol.com, and in the subject, just put brochures, and I'll send you a sample, and if you want more, we can, you know, I can get them to you. So today, or tonight, I should say, we heard tremendous information. The evil of the hour is increasing. Every week here, we're reporting how it's getting worse and worse and worse. The hearts of man are really being manifested. And we're beginning to see with our eyes at a massive scale exactly what the Bible says was going to happen and what the human heart is like. Now, in spite of our human, this ugliness and sin, God sent Jesus Christ into this world to die on the cross and shed his blood to pay the price for our sin. Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And it takes repentance from sin. Repentance means we're living a life without Jesus Christ. That means one way or another we're in sin. We do an about face, and we're now living a life with him at the center and his word. Repentance is an absolute must to have assurance of eternal life. Then the second thing is that he was the only begotten Son of God, sinless, born of a virgin. He had to be born of a virgin, so he didn't have the sin nature inherited from Adam. And on the cross, then, when he died and shed his blood, God laid the sin of all of us on him and actually did a transfer. Christ's righteousness was imparted in us so that we now can stand before God free of judgment because Jesus Christ took our judgment on the cross. Pastor Ernie, I think that's the deal of the century. How about that? The Lord takes our sin and we take his righteousness, which allows us to go to heaven. And then that's a deal, huh, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, how could anybody turn that down? Go ahead.
Right. And then part of that belief is that he also bodily rose from the dead, and he's coming again. And that is how we have assurance of eternal life. And that the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be saved. So calling on the name of the Lord means repentance, believing that God sent Jesus Christ to die as the only begotten Son of God, to die on the cross, take the penalty for our sin. His righteousness is transferred for us. We believe he bodily rose from the dead according to the scriptures. And now we're living, waiting for his return to take us to heaven with him. Outside of that, Pastor Ernie, there is no salvation. If we reject Christ, it's a way of thinking that, well, we can be righteous on our own. And, you know, I don't need Jesus Christ. Well, then you got to pay your own penalty, the penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death. There is an eternal hell. And God wants no one to go there. And he's making the offer right now to escape it and have eternal life.
And we're out of time, so we got to say good night. God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.